This song is God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson said that the melody actually came to him late one night while he's playing piano. And what made it so bold at the time was that it opened with the word God, which was really unheard of back in the day. Some radio stations even refused to play it back then. And now here we are 59 years later, and I get to play it for you on the radio. So sit back and enjoy the beauty and harmonies that only the Beach Boys could ever create.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. I swear, I can listen to that song on repeat forever. It never gets old, and it always brings a tear to my eyes. I love that song. All right, time to bring in some guitars with My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. I'll admit, for the longest time, I actually didn't really dive into George's solo stuff. I was all about Paul and John. But a couple summers ago, I finally gave George a proper listen, and wow. Total game changer. This song is truly magic. The guitar riffs are so warm and pure, they really take you somewhere else. I know I just said God Only Knows might be the greatest song ever written, but honestly, this one's right up there. What's wild is that a lot of these songs from All Things Must Pass were ones the Beatles passed on, and then George came out with this masterpiece the same year they break up. Talk about proving a point. It's one of my all-time favorite albums, and also one of the hardest records to find. I've been hunting for a good copy forever. So if anyone out there's got a lead, please hit me up. I really, really want this vinyl. All right, let's get into it. My Sweet Lord.
Thank you. to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello, they are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking.
Jack Ayala, one of CFRC's marketing assistants at the station. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long M. McQuaid, Mighty Birds, Pope Works, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating and give today via cfrc.ca.
All right, and that was America by Simon and Garfunkel. Every time I hear that song, I always got to think about Almost Famous, What a Great Movie, and of course, an amazing soundtrack. Come on, I love it. I actually wanted to go as Penny Lane for Halloween this year, but I didn't end up doing it. But it would have been perfect. I've got blonde curly hair, the music knowledge. Come on, I should have done it. Maybe next year. But it's wild to me how one song can just set a movie so well and set scenes and help people picture things so vividly. That's what I really, truly love about music and movies. And Simon and Garfunkel, come on, their harmonies are incredible. They argued all the time, but somehow still sounded like angels. I don't know how they did it, but still, clearly they did it. All right, keeping the legends going, here's the Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin, with You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, I'm living for.
That was I Shall Be Released by The Band. What an incredible song it is. It's so beautiful yet melodic, and you can really truly hear the emotion in that one. It was actually written by Bob Dylan, but The Band were the first to record it for their album Music from Big Pink back in 1968. Dylan wrote it from the perspective of someone in prison, literally just waiting to be released. And Richard Manuel's vocals are what makes it so special, in my opinion. They're so raw and haunting. It really captures the feeling of hope and loneliness that I'm sure Dylan wanted to portray in the song. This song was also featured in the Last Waltz. It was the band's farewell concert back in 1968, and it was the big finale of the night. All right, next up, we've got a song by the Rolling Stones. I've played a Rolling Stones song in every set so far, so I think it's pretty clear how much I love them. This song actually got a little extra attention this summer after being featured in the show The Summer I Turned Pretty. I gotta say, I'm really glad the Stones are having a comeback and younger generations are getting into them. I'm already counting down the days to their new album, and I think it's supposed to drop in 2026. Hopefully, keeping my fingers crossed. All right, here it is, Wild Horses.
1010. The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
Future, it looks bright to me. It's all I ever want to see. So bright it's all we'll ever need. All I see ahead of me. Well, I know that we hold the key.
to peace and to love and to sweet, sweet, sweet harmony. Just believe in all we say. We just want to all be free. But nothing good comes easily. Let's just agree. The beauty here for all to see. Let happiness watch over me. To peace and to love and to sweet, sweet, sweet harmony.
Serotonin. You're so funny when you
Right, and that was Sweet Serotonin by Amber Mark, which is actually a new release that just came out this October on her new album, Pretty Idea. If you like that song, go check it out. It's pretty good. All right, next up, we've got a little Sly and the Family Stone with Qui Sera Sera. Okay, to be honest, I didn't actually know what that meant at first, so I did have to look it up, but it translates to whatever will be, which I really like, and I think it's pretty fitting. And I picked this one because I think it's got such a mellow groove, and it really fits perfectly with the vibe with what I'm trying to get this week. So, enjoy.
Thank you. you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
That was Curtis Harding with Ban Me. And last but not least, my hidden gem for this week, a song I think everyone should listen to at least once, is Bell Bottom Blues by Derek and the Dominoes. Hope you have an amazing rest of your night, and thanks for spending your evening winding down with some mellow blues and good vibes. Tune in next week for more Peace, Love, and Jenny on 101.9 FM.
Choose When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
Where stories meet sound. My name is Simar Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every